Often on this show, we tell you about the importance of donating blood. You know, when you donate blood, you can save up to 3 lives. Well, there's a blood drive coming up on March the 5th that you can roll up your sleeves and help so many people in our community. It's called Dexter's Drive. And we actually have Dexter here. We're going to hear more about his story in a minute, but his teacher is here. We know her very well. Her name is Miss Megan Caldwell. She is a special education teacher over there at India Hook Elementary School. She's also the current Rock Hill School District Teacher of the Year. And good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good morning.
We're doing great because we're here to learn more about Dexter's Drive.
Yes. So we are super excited. March is Bleeding Disorder Awareness Month. And, you know, 2 years ago, I got to meet Dexter when he became a part of our class family. And I learned a little bit about him. And, you know, it's taken me a while to learn a little bit more about hemophilia. But I found out that March was Bleeding Disorder Awareness Month. And I wanted to do something for Dexter, to honor him, but also that community. And so we are super excited to host our first blood drive. We're calling it Dexter's Drive in honor of Dexter. And it's on March the 5th. It's going to be from 2 to 7 at India Hook. And we're just encouraging people. We want to get the word out so that we can encourage people to come and donate blood, because it's not only, like you said, it's every donor can save 3 lives, but it's even more meaningful and personal to us because of Dexter.
Megan, this is why you're such a great teacher, because not only are you teaching your students, it shows that you care about them while they're in your care, and when the bell rings and they go home, you're involved in their lives.
Absolutely. And I wish, I mean, I would never say I wish that I didn't, but I think about the kids in my life, whether they're in my class now or, you know, I'm still texting parents, hey, I saw that y'all might have gotten in a wreck. Is everybody okay? You know, once you're a part of our class, you're definitely a part for life. So,
well, Dexter is here with his dad, Chris. And Chris, Dexter has hemophilia A.
Yes.
What does that mean exactly?
So, when you get a cut, scrape, or bruise, there's steps that your body takes to heal from that, kind of like a set of stairs. With hemophilia, you're missing one or more of those steps. And so we have to give him medication to make up, to fix those, and so that he can heal normally.
So if you and I fall and we scrape our knee or we get a cut, we put Neosporin on it, and the body kind of heals itself after 2 to 3 days.
Right. You'll stop bleeding fairly quickly, and over a few days, you'll be back to normal. With Dexter, it can take hours for him to stop bleeding, and it can take weeks for him to actually heal from it.
How did you find this out?
He was born with it. We found out through genetic testing, and so we've been working on that. We've been working with that ever since.
Chris, how does it make you feel to know that Dexter is a part not only of a school district, but a classroom and a teacher, and that you have that, you know, they came to you and cared enough about Dexter to be able to do something like this for your family? What does that mean to you?
It means the world to us that they take such great care of Dexter. We love this guy. We love that they love this guy. Miss Caldwell is just one of our favorite people in the world, and with good reason. And it's amazing.
What would you say to someone who has never given blood before? What would you say to encourage them or to maybe ease their mind about that experience?
It's the worst part is the small needle that goes in. You barely feel it, honestly. Mm-hmm. And you are saving lives. You are helping keep the supply up for when it's needed. You're helping kids like Dexter, whose medicine is actually made from blood.
That's what I think is so important, is what he has to get in order to help his body try to clot his blood comes from our donations.
Oh my gosh.
Right? I said that correctly.
Yes,
right?
It is.
So, I mean, that to me is like even more of a, you know, I've always given blood, but I've never known, you mean when it spins and it separates, like that part's, so
taken
now,
out,
yeah,
too.
It's like, gosh, even more so. I got to make sure every however many days I'm going.
Mm-hmm. And Dexter, how old are you?
6.
And what's your favorite thing to do in Miss Caldwell's class?
Ooh.
What do you like?
Drawing.
Drawing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's a good drawer.
What's your favorite thing to draw? Do you like people or trees or animals?
Shadow
the Hedgehog.
Oh, Sonic. Oh, Shadow the Hedgehog. Is he part of the Sonic the Hedgehog family? Or he's totally different? He's a cousin.
Stumped him.
Chris, when Dexter has an injury, is he in pain when the bleeding won't stop?
He can
be. The recovering process, and it that hurts Dexter.
Yeah, it can be very painful for him. But we have medication that we give him weekly to help him to heal quickly, and then we have medicine that we can give him when he gets an injury that helps him. That helps him in the moment.
Dexter, you're a strong little fella at 6 years old. Your body's been through a lot, but you're very strong. What would you like people to know about Dexter? What would you like them? What would you want to say to them to maybe encourage them to donate blood on March the 5th?
Would you want to say thank you? Like if they're coming, because that's possibly going to help you or somebody else that might have hemophilia A, right? Could we tell them thank you? Yeah. Can we ask them to please come and donate? Go ahead and
say that. Yes. Can you say that?
Yeah, say that. You tell them.
Please come and donate.
Now, how can you turn that down?
Yeah, right?
Gotta go.
And it's early in the morning, and he's being interviewed by strangers, uh-huh. and he can still come out and say that.
And probably going to school after this,
we
right?
We are.
Oh,
going straight there.
You know, Megan, or yeah, Miss Caldwell, Megan, we have teachers here. I always feel so strange calling you by your first name, Miss Caldwell. The question that Ashley asked, like, to Chris, like, what does it mean to your family to have, you know, a class care about you? What do you hope that the students at India Hook Elementary School, what do you hope that they learn from doing an event like this?
Well, you know, so many people at our school don't even know that Dexter has hemophilia A because Dexter is the great little boy that he is. You know, there was a day last week where his leg was really hurting. He had a big bruise on his knee, you know, and he was a little bit slower to move around, you know, and everyone was like, what's wrong with Dexter? And I'm like, he's just, you know, he's got a hurt leg. So not a lot of people know that. And so I think this is a way also to make awareness for Dexter. But then just to show, like, hey, he perseveres just like anyone else. You know, he doesn't let this stop him. The first time I heard he had hemophilia, I was like, okay, so what do we need to do, Mom? And she said nothing. Like, he is a little boy, and we encourage him to be that little active little boy that he is. And I had to finally, like, just take a deep breath and say, Mom said it's okay. It's okay. You know? So, I mean, I think just remembering that this isn't necessarily an illness, but this is a syndrome that he has, you know, that there are so many people walking in the world that are facing things internally that we don't know about. Mm-hmm. And so just to, you know, be considerate of that if you see that. But I think it's really cool just to know that our administrators are so supportive. And when I asked Mr. Rorta and Ms. Cochran, they're like, absolutely, sign us up. We want to do it. So we're very excited.
Well, these are life lessons that you can't teach in books.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that, with those lessons, but these are life lessons. They, one, learn to see their classmates as a member of their family. And it's an education piece. To your mm-hmm. point, when I first met Dexter, I have no idea. It's not like he's a walking billboard with it flashing.
No, you never know by looking at him.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, what else do you like to do, Dexter? Do you like to play sports? What kind of sports do you like to play?
Baseball.
Oh, cool.
And then the Knights.
You like going to the Charlotte Knights?
No, he's on the Knights.
Oh,
he's
the Knights.
On the Knights.
Oh, cool.
Where do you play baseball?
Miracle League.
Oh,
right.
Love Miracle League.
We do.
Oh, y'all
We're
are about
both
to
buddies.
Yeah, you're about to start a new season, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just the other day let everyone know that they can go and do their training so they can sign up to be a buddy. Oh, that's exciting. And what base do you like to play, or do you like to play infield or the outfield?
Or do you just like to hit? Do you like to run? What's your favorite part about baseball?
Hitting the ball.
Oh, that's
Love
great.
It.
He's a fast runner.
Oh. Well, Dexter's a cool little fella. He, again, is a student at India Hook Elementary School. His teacher is Miss Megan Caldwell. And they're doing Dexter's Drive. It's a blood drive that's going to take place on March the 5th at India Hook Elementary School. There is a sign up because they want to make sure they've got all the slots taken care of. And Megan, where do folks need to go to sign up to donate blood?
There is a certain link. If you follow India Hook or you go to India Hook Elementary School's Facebook page, the direct link that will take you directly to Dexter's Drive is there. We also have our flyer posted, and there's a QR code that people can scan as well. But it is from 2 to 7. That way we, you know, knowing that we've got lots of working community members, we wanted to accommodate them as well. So we'd love to have you.
Well, please do this. We've learned a lot this morning about hemophilia A. Again, new to us. And maybe new to a lot of the folks watching and listening, but, you know, education is key. Absolutely. And now we know. And now we know we can donate blood. And when we donate blood, it can go to help create the medicine that helps individuals like you, Dexter. So every time I donate blood, I'm just going to say, let it go to Dexter. I want it to go to Dexter, okay? Awesome.
And good luck with baseball.
Yeah.
Go Knights.
We'll see you out there, okay? Awesome. Chris, thank you so much for sharing your son's story with us. And Megan, just a great example of a teacher that cares about her students while they're in her care and then outside of the classroom as well.